It's about 10 minutes after 6 o'clock here on Dakota's Best, AM 1390 KJAM. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. And taking a look at the weather forecast next couple days, looks like late tonight, going to be some snow developing, mainly in the early hours of Thursday morning, mainly after 4 a.m. and throughout most of the morning into the early afternoon. Snow going to be a possibility. Seeing very little accumulation of anything. Winds are going to be gusting, though, about 30 miles per hour throughout the late overnight on Wednesday into your Thursday morning. And temperatures are going to get cold just in time for Christmas. They're going to be some partly sunny skies, but temperatures steadily trending downward from the 20s into the teens and seeing some overnight lows into the negatives as well. Buckle up, people. First day of winter tomorrow. It's going to come get us at full head of steam as well. And now joining us here in the KJM studios in downtown Madison, our first guest on Coach's Corner, it is Flandreau Girls Basketball Coach Megan Sievertson. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. We appreciate your time. And as always, you know, coming off of last night, your team played last night against Castlewood. Unfortunately, a loss to the score of 46-40. And it, looking at some of the numbers, girls, your team finished about 35% shooting, while Castlewood was able to shoot about 48% from the field. You know, just looking at that game, a loss to Castlewood last night, you know, what would you take away from that loss last night?
Well, today in practice, we spent a lot of time reviewing film, looking at things that could make us better down the road here. You know, it's easy as a coach the day after games to just come up with a bunch of negatives. But I thought if film session today was very productive. The girls saw a lot of different things. We're taking some, I think our shooting percentage is so low because we're taking some contested tough shots right now. It's hard when we try to speed up the game defensively to slow down offensively and kind of see what the game is going to give us and see what the other team is going to give us.
And also, Coach, too, you know, the way this the year has started for your team, 3-2 overall, wins over, looks like, Dubuque area at the girls' Entringer this past Saturday, Beresford along with Chester area to start the year, and also a couple losses at the same time, Castlewood last night, and also Hamlin back on the 12th. You know, looking at the start of the season, how have things kind of stacked up in the early goings with this group of players that you have?
It's been an interesting season so far. You know, I have 9 girls that get quite a bit of playing time, and finding the right rotations, finding how that will work to our advantage, has been an adjustment for all of us. I think that if you look at our games, one thing that stands out to me is we're only giving up about 40 points a game. And so right now, I can really have a lot of pride in our defense, a lot of pride in our rebounding. I think overall we've rebounded the ball very well for kind of our lack of size. So going into the season, that's something that we really put a lot of emphasis in. How are we going to defend in the half court? How are we going to rebound against bigger teams? So as we go forward here, I guess our primary focus in practice is, you know, how can we put ourselves into positions to succeed offensively?
Yeah, and Coach, if there's one thing I've noticed in my short time here at KJM, covering a bunch of Flandreau games, it's that ability on the defensive end for your team. It always comes out aggressively with that press defense, especially with my colleague Matt Gross, who does all the Madison games as well. And certainly something that a lot of teams contend with, not a lot of teams have a lot of success against. But, you know, with that defensive style of coming out aggressively, is that something that you picked up along the way in your coaching throughout the years? Is that something that you've always kind of instilled in yourself from your playing days, I should say?
It's funny you bring that up. I think very few people would describe me as a defensive stopper.
Okay.
Back in my day. I actually have gotten texts from my college coach kind of making fun of the fact that I emphasize defense so much. Not by lack of effort. It wasn't something that was really instilled at me at, you know, the B level, class B level, or necessarily in college. Augustana plays in a manner that's less focused probably on defense and more on just outscoring our opponents. So when I started here, you know, I took what I learned a lot from when I was at SMSU, actually. Coach Kruger at SMSU was big into defense, and I used the things that I learned from her there and have implemented them a lot with my team. I know from my playing days, anytime you can put high school girls in a position to make them think, to make them play fast, it usually is a defensive advantage. So that's something with our team that we talk about a lot, on-ball pressure, creating a fast tempo those type of things. And I'm lucky that when I came into Flandreau, I was given a great group of athletes that could play that way.
And speaking of some of those athletes as well on your team, well, of course, we know about both the Parsleys and also a few other players, Maddie Hersey coming up this season as well, along with a lot of a good handful of seniors and also juniors on this team that really have been able to put in some time for your Flandreau Flyers basketball team. Now, who are a few of those players that, you know, really make a difference out on the court for your Flyers, not really just this season, but also possibly from last season and also seasons to come as well?
You know, I'm pretty spoiled. I joined this squad, or I was around these girls starting with my seniors eighth grade year, actually. So I've been able to work with them from that point forward, and it's been really fun for me to see those girls develop. The four seniors that I have out right now, they are someone that I know I can depend on night in and night out, not just for what they're contributing on the court, but on the bench as well. And you know, you spoke about the Parsleys. Talk about from a coaching standpoint how spoiled you are to walk in and get two of the most athletic girls in the state on your squad right away. They do a lot of things for us, both defensively and offensively. I think one of the things that Madison people would probably remember from the past is Kathy Parsley and the impact that she had on games. It would have been her sophomore year especially, you know, drawing Jesse Giles game after game, or the games we played Madison and having to defend her and really shut her down. That's something that has kind of changed in the way that she's expected now to have a little more of an offensive role as well, Kathy is. So we've seen, I would like to at least challenge her, you know, to step up defensively a little more for us again, because a lot of times with these players I'm seeing, you know, offense is such a focus. Hannah is a great, I mean, she's a sophomore, but doesn't play like a sophomore. She got a lot of time as a eighth grader, so that's helped a lot, having that experience. And then I got, you know, my other three seniors I talked about, Brooke Hyatt, Mackenzie Burgraff, Mara Lunde. They really do the little things for us and probably don't get enough credit. Mara Lunde this year and a lot of last year with Kathy's injury to her shoulder, Mara drew the best player night in and night out. And she's done a lot of really good things for us. And then you mentioned Maddie Hersey, kind of a player that we're trying to develop into a point guard for us. And then we talk about our shooters. And our shooters would be Tashara Hardy, who has had a good season for us so far. She does a lot of good things offensively for us, and we're trying to develop that defensive game. And then Ashton Bertram, which is a name that probably sounds familiar to a lot of people. Her sister Kylie played the last 2 years for us and has been known as our shooter by most coaches. So I have a good, solid group of girls. And like I said, I can play night in and night out.
Coach, also, you know, going from the college ranks into high school as well, I'm sure there was some little adjustments, you know, being a grad assistant at Southwest Minnesota State University. Go Mustangs, by the way. I had to wear the Mustang colors tonight, a little bit of a shout out as well. And under the Coach Kruger as well at Southwest, now going over from the college to the high school ranks, was there real much adjustment going from coaching college players into the high school ranks?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I would say the biggest difference is the amount of time you spend with the players. So, you know, we had individuals 4 days a week in college. When I was coaching college, we had weekend games, so we had an entire week to prep for different teams. That's something that I've noticed is probably the biggest adjustment. One advantage I had was that time I spent at the college level and then coaching at the Pentagon as well was a lot of individual player development. So I got to use those skills as I came into Flandreau and really mold these girls into the players that I saw them being.
Coach, also now kind of transitioning a little bit here with a little bit of a change in the schedule as well, you know, heading towards the end of the end of the year, I should say, into the Christmas break. I'm sure now that with school actually all the way through, I believe, Friday, that the school is done over in Flandreau until Christmas break as well. Is there any change really in the schedule for your Flyers basketball team heading into you played last night, but also your next game not until the 29th against Del Rapids. Is there really any changes in that schedule to try and get practices in?
You know, it's there's a balance, and there has to be a balance. balance at this level. You want girls to have time to spend at home with their families. And, you know, coaches also need a break just because of the workload with teaching and coaching. And obviously you can tell by my voice, I'm kind of a yeller. So it'll be nice to have a couple days off just to relax. It is kind of goofy how things work out this year. You know, you said we have a game on Friday, but with Christmas being on a Monday, if I'm correct.
Yes, believe correct Christmas there. Day on a Monday. Yes.
So then Tuesday, you know, we have to have a late practice that day. It is kind of goofy how things work out, but, you know, we're in the same boat that a lot of teams are with practice. So I guess it's a disadvantage to everyone.
Yeah, it really seems, especially with Christmas Day being on a Monday this year, the next day, I believe next year it'll be on a Tuesday, and then that just throws everything off at the same time. Coach, also, you know, with the holidays coming up as well, any big plans in store with the family for the holidays?
You know, it's our son's second Christmas. He's 18 months old, so he's trying to figure out this whole Santa thing. He's not a big fan. But he knows what he says at least, and walks around the house in a Santa hat. So it'll be interesting to see how that all works out with him. I'll head back home to Alexandria, South Dakota, and see my family for a little while. You know, it's tough to get out of Flandreau when you're coaching and teaching, and your husband's a farmer. It's tough to get back home. So I'm looking forward to being back and seeing my family.
Absolutely, Coach. Also, just one couple more things here before we send you off. Next game, again, we said mention on Friday the 29th against Del Rapids. Anything that you've taken away from Del Rapids early this season that you're going to be keying up on as you head into that game next Friday?
I've had a chance to watch Del's this weekend. I watched them at the Entringer a little bit. And, you know, they're not necessarily doing anything that surprises me defensively or offensively wise. But they have a group of strong, physical, athletic girls. And the test for my team will be how we respond to that physicality, how we respond to the pressure, and what we can do in return to force some of those things back upon them. You know, we're going to see a zone from them. That's not necessarily a surprise, like I said. So we'll spend a lot of time in practice this week trying to figure out how to get into spots, again, just to put us in positions to succeed.
Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show. Best of luck to you this season, and I'm sure we'll be checking in with you as we'll have a couple games over in our sister station on Jammin' Country 103 as the season progresses, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Head coach for the Flandreau Flyers girls basketball team, Megan Sievertson, joining us in studio. The next game coming up on December 29th against Del Rapids at Del Rapids as well. You can also check out a few Flandreau games this season over on Jammin' Country 103 and also online through the area sports page at AmazingMadison.com. We're going to take another break. When we come back, our next guest coming in studio, Dakota State University indoor track and field coach Anthony Dreeland, will be coming on Coach's Corner. 6:23 currently our time on Dakota's Best AM 1390.